Welcome to Say What She the podcast. I'm your new best friend giving you my take on all your secrets, situations, celebrity gossip, and some TV. Let's go! You guys, thanks for coming back this week and hanging out with me. I know it has been quite a while since I have released an episode. You know what? There's really no good excuse aside from life. It's just life is so busy and these podcasts take so long to get your content, research things, set aside the time to record, and then hours of editing. So it can be quite the process. Do any of you want to help me with that? Hey, maybe we can join this podcast thing and do it together, right? How much fun would that be? I am sorry if my voice is a little off this week. I can hear it in my ears. It sounds really, we'll just go with that. It's lovely. I have been battling a nice little cold and I am just now back on the up and up again and just got that little last bit of gunk, you know, that's going on. Your nose is constantly running. You're still coughing. So if I sound a little different this week, that is what it is. So send up some prayers. I'm just sitting here having my coffee. It's that wonderful time of the day. Some of you might have it in the evening. Mine is always in the morning where it's just you awake. My whole family is asleep. And when I say my whole family, it's all two of them, my daughter and my husband. They are still knocked out. I went and brewed a nice big pot of coffee. I've got my coffee. Let me take a sip. And then came in here and said, let's get this in. Let's get this done. Let's do our podcast. So here we are, friends. I hope you all had a wonderful Valentine's Day. It was very lovely for me. I received my first ever pair of UGG boots. Where have I been all my life? I have never owned a pair of UGG boots and my husband got me some. They're rain boots and first of all they're super cute. They're a navy blue. I am obsessed with them. Now we're going into what, spring summer season? Spring, it's going to be wonderful, but even in the summer, you guys, I am rocking these boots. I don't care that they're rain boots. I don't care that I'll have on shorts and a tank top. I'm wearing these rain boots because they are the best thing my feet have ever felt, ever. Get you some UGG boots. They have some for guys too. So you fellas, get yourself some. They are amazing. Thank me later. Okay, friends, we've got quite a few Say What She's since we haven't been on for so long. So let's dive into some of those questions. How realistic is it to want to meet every kid my daughter wants to date? Is that going to drive her to date kids behind my back? Ooh, that's a good question, especially because I'm heading into that stage right now. I don't think that it's not realistic. I don't think it's unrealistic to want to meet every kid that your child dates. I think that that's mandatory, in my opinion. Well, let's take a step back. Dating. It depends on the age, and we need to put dating in quotes here. Because depending on how old your child is, dating probably just means calling the other person their boyfriend or girlfriend. Maybe they're just hanging out in school. Maybe they just talk on the phone. If that's dating, then that's fine. I don't know that you need to meet everybody. I would want to know about them, know about the conversations, know about things that are going on. However, I don't know that you need to meet them. And maybe you can just meet them through FaceTime. I mean, that's a thing. Kids more often FaceTime than text nowadays. I see it with my own kid a lot. She FaceTimes all the every day. And jump in, say hi, let them know you're present. Nothing wrong with that. And then if we go to the more really dating, then absolutely, I need to meet every single person that my child is dating. And that is because if she is ever leaving with this person, if she is ever in that person's presence alone, I want to know who she is. I mean, we all watch Dateline. We all watch Lifetime TV. We all watch the news. Things happen to our children every single day. And they go on these dates and never come home. They go on these Uber rides and never come home. And I need to be aware of who they are, who their parents are. I will Facebook stalk somebody to the nines. I've got friends who want to know about people and I will find them. If there is a Facebook presence, that just made me think of that movie You, or I'm sorry, that TV show You on Netflix, We need to chat about that. We are going to put that on the list because that is probably one of the best shows I've seen in a long time. I digress. We are talking about dating. Bottom line, no, it is not unreasonable for you to meet your child's boyfriend or girlfriend. You should absolutely meet them, in my opinion.
Good question.
Another question that I saw someone sent to me, something that they saw interesting. My 19-year-old son went to jail. I feel like I failed in raising my children. What should I do? Oh, you should just let your kid be in jail. To go to jail, you did something wrong. More often than not, you did something wrong. That person, I'm sorry, your child did something wrong. You do the crime, you do the time. I am not an advocate for going and rescuing our children when they did something wrong. Of course, it could be situation by situation if they were just, not just, but if they were an accomplice and they didn't realize it, or, obviously every situation is different, but I'm betting 9 times out of 10 that child was involved, and 19, that child is actually an adult. Let them do them. Could you have failed them as a parent? I mean, what parent is perfect? We all strive to be the best parent that we can. And being that you have this question, you probably have done all that you can. All we can do is lay a foundation for our children. Either they stick to that foundation and build on that positivity and, just being good civil people. How we react, how we support, what we do is on us. I don't think that there is a perfect parent. I'm positive that there is not a perfect parent in the world. All we are doing is doing the best that we can. And we should all strive to be better than what our parents are for us. That should just be bottom line for everybody, for everything, in my opinion, of course. So, were there factors or were there things in your child's childhood that make you feel that way? Because if you were in and out of jail your whole life, or did something to where you almost showed your child that type of lifestyle or whatever the child went to jail for, I'm sorry, I keep saying child, but this 19-year-old is technically an adult, then maybe you failed a little bit. But ultimately, people make their own decisions. If we all were perfect parents and then the kids did something, then that's what it is. But there are no perfect parents. So as long as you did everything that you could do, then you did not fail your parent or your child. Also, if you didn't, 19-year-old, I mean, at that point, they know right from wrong, right? So they make their own decisions. If you could have stepped in better or did something like, keeping them home or whatever, I can see where you feel like you failed as a parent. But like I said, ultimately, these people make their own decisions. If you feel like there is something missing or something that you didn't do there, hopefully it's not too late to talk about that and communicate that. Maybe get into some therapy with your adult child. Good question. All right, another one that was sent. How should I react when someone whom I have invited for a formal dinner at my place with other guests arrive with a bottle of wine, but tells me that this is only for him to enjoy during dinner, as he only likes the wine he buys for himself? So what? I don't really see anything wrong with that. I don't know. I guess I could see it both ways. I could see you being offended because maybe you've had everybody bring their own bottle, or you have supplied liquor and this person brought their own. I guess I don't look at it in a bad way. And please correct me or give me more information if there is some. I don't know. I guess I wouldn't be offended by that. It'd be one of those things where I'd be like, okay, well, you take care of it. Like, I'm not gonna guard your bottle of wine for you. So you do whatever you have to do to keep that for you. So yeah, I guess I wouldn't react. I would just say that, be like, oh, okay, well, great. You have your own liquor, so you babysit it all night so that nobody else takes it. Bam. The next question is, my son told me that he wants to try wearing a skirt. How do I respond? Let the kid wear a skirt. If he wants to wear a skirt, let him wear a skirt. Enough said. All right, the very last question. I have a son who is 20 who lives at home and is dating. I also have a 16-year-old daughter in my home. Sometimes he has slept over at his girlfriend's house but has never asked to do it here. My values do not say that it is wrong to have sex before marriage, but I also don't know if I should have it happen at my house with his sister around. Maybe it's just hard for me to get used to my baby boy being so grown up and I need to get over it. No, I don't think you need to just get over it. Rules are rules, and I wouldn't want my kid doing anything in my house either. I don't care how old they are. Now, if they're 30 and visiting from home or, you know, visiting from somewhere else, you really, you know what? I take it back. Even if you are 30 and you are visiting from somewhere else, just don't do it in my home. That's just gross, right? Just save it for another time. I wouldn't allow that in my house, period, point blank. And that's just me. And that could just be a me being weird or a me being, I don't know, strict type of thing. But no, I don't want that happening in my home, regardless of having a 16-year-old daughter, period, point blank. If you want to be a grown-up and do grown-up things, then be a grown-up and do grown-up things in your own grown-up house. I mean, 20 years old, there's nothing wrong with that person, your son, living in your home. If my daughter chooses to stay in my home at 20, I am here for it. She can stay as long as she's responsible in school and not just hanging out and watching TV all day. She can stay in my home as long as she needs to. So there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not her house, as in she's paying bills, she has her name on the mortgage, anything like that. So no, she's not allowed to have her boyfriend, you know. I don't know, we could probably talk about the spending the night every once in a while. I don't know, I kind of don't want to even think about that right now, but I don't want those acts happening in my home. Will it happen at that age, something like that? I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. Maybe. Who knows? I don't even need to go there. But I think that your house, your rules, it is what it is. We don't allow that. And I don't know. Just there's a part of me that says 20 years old, let the girl spend the night. But then there's a part of me that says, no, it's not their home. If they choose to go to the girl's house and spend the night, then fine. That's their parents. I mean, just like we tell our kids, if all of your friends are jumping off of the bridge, are you going to too? So if all of these other parents allow these cohabitation type sleepovers, then not cohabitation, that wasn't right. These co-ed, yeah, that's a good one, right? Have these co-ed sleepovers, then let them do them. And if you allow your child, your 20-year-old, to go and do that, then hey, that's fine with me, whatever works for you. But nope, not at my house. And I don't know, maybe my mind will change when my kid gets to that age, but right now it's a firm no for me. That was a really good question. Thanks, friend. P.S. I get that it's hard for you that your baby boy is growing up. That does stink, doesn't it? Look at it this way, at least your boy has a girlfriend and probably seems serious about her, and love is beautiful, right? Speaking of which, okay, let's jump into something else. I have been watching a lot of TV, and I watched that Don't Fuck with Cats documentary. Have you guys watched it? Oh my God. So I watched it a couple nights ago, and my husband was out, and my daughter was out, and I was seriously freaked out. It was one of those things where I jumped up, got a knife, brought it over to me just to keep me safe, just in case anybody comes and gets me, and I turned on all the lights in the house. You guys, I am 25, very old and mature. I'm a little over 25, but don't tell anybody else. And I was freaked out. That show was not at all where I thought it was going at all. It threw me for a loop. If you have not watched it, you have to watch it. You will never forget it. So it starts off with this viral video about this kid, or I don't even think he's a kid. I can't remember the age, but this person, this fella, let's call him this fella, he posted a video of him, you know, like those freeze-dry machine things, like you put the meat in the plastic bag and then you push the button and it sucks all of the air out. So vacuum sealed. So it's like a vacuum seal machine. This person two baby cats put these cats in these bags and sucked the air out. And oh my God. Oh my God. Right? And you don't have to be a cat lover or an animal lover to know that that's wrong and to have feelings about it, because I am neither of the above. Like, I like animals, they're fine. I don't care, you know, like, I don't want to say I don't care about them. I care about them. I just don't care to have them. I'm not a cat person. I'm not a dog person. I'm not anything. Although I do want a puppy. Somebody tell my husband. But like, there are people who are like really emotionally involved in animals. So you don't even have to be that type of person to be affected by what happened to these poor animals, right? So I'm thinking that that's kind of going to be what this is about. But boy, did this turn out way bigger than I suspected, or expected, I should say. So what is super cool about this and just kind of enlightened my whole entire world about the internet is that there was a group of people who came together, and most of these people have like aliases on the internet, kind of like the show Catfish. So these people are not who they say. I'm sorry. These people are, they have fake Facebook profiles or fake social media so that they can be, and they say, whoever I want to be on the internet, which is kind of scary, but I mean, that's what the internet is, right? You put out what you want people to see. So these people with these profiles, they dedicate their lives and free time to hunting down this person who posted this video. Okay, I'm talking, and maybe it's just me being naive, but I watch videos. My kids got me into this TikTok thing, and every night it takes like 2 or 3 hours of my day. It is ridiculous how many of these TikTok videos I watch. You have got to watch. I mean, everybody's on them too. It's normal people, it's celebrities. Oh gosh, I digress a lot, don't I? I guess that's just a perk of being me. Gotta love me. Okay, so anyway, so we watch videos, right? Even on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you are on, whatever your poison, even on TV, you see these videos and you just watch the video for what it's worth. Okay, but these people were watching these videos, and it was certain angles they would look at, posters in the background, blankets, a vacuum, little clues that they were looking at and trying to figure out where these people or where this guy was. So he had like Marlboro cigarettes, and they noticed that the Surgeon General warning was on the pack, which means that it was an English brand, like a United States or a North America brand. So they knew he was in North America. I mean, you guys, the things that these normal, everyday people were doing, this investigation that they launched was insane. And you've got to go watch the show. But long story short, their information and their, what I think it was a couple of years of searching for this guy and trying to find out who he was useful in the like FBI investigation. It was nuts. You have got to watch it. Just maybe watch it with somebody, or maybe you're not a weenie like me and you won't be afraid to watch it on your own. So just watch it and let's discuss. Another thing that I watched on, I think it was Netflix or Hulu, is Love is Blind. If you haven't watched that one, you got to watch that too. That one is, I don't know how long it's going to go, but they're only releasing like 3 or 4 episodes at a time, and it was so good. It was about these like a group of guys and a group of girls. They go into these pods where they can't see the person that they're talking to, and they get more of an emotional attachment instead of physical. Okay, so you just, you know, kind of like the old school days where you would just talk more than you would see each other, even on like in chat rooms and that type of thing when the internet was first starting to become a thing, or a big thing, you would get more of an emotional attachment than the physical attachment. So it's this experiment that they are doing to where, can you find love and have more success in love if you have more of an emotional base more than a physical first. So the show starts with all of these people almost speed dating in these pods to where they can, you know, get those emotional feelings first, like asking the tough questions, asking the good questions, you know, some of your deal breakers, getting those out of the way, and you know right away. And then also the voice, so that was kind of cool too. So they end up like, oh, another part of this is they get these attachments, they figure out who they want to be with, and then like you propose to the person. So once you come out of the pod and meet your person, you are engaged. And then you get married in a month. So kind of like a married at first sight type of thing, except this way is just a little, it's reversed because it's more of, you know, the emotional thing that we talked about. So yeah, it's really cool. You should watch it. I do want to talk more about it, but I want to give you some time to watch it before I talk about it. My sister-in-law is watching it too, so that kind of makes it fun and special. But there's this couple that I absolutely love and I'm rooting for, and I think it's going to be such a good story because it's an interracial couple, and neither one of them, I think, definitely, so it's a white scientist guy and a black girl, and I'm, oh god, what does she do? It's media or something. I'll have to look at that and get back to you on that. This guy is the cutest thing on earth. He is all of like 6'4", 6'5", and just the sweetest dude ever. And the way he looks at his fiance just makes me crazy. He looks at her like she is just the most amazing thing God ever made. I mean, I was just, I'm here for it. And then her, she is just so into him. And I'm pretty positive he said that he's never dated a black girl before. I can't remember, but I know she hasn't dated a white guy before. And just them interacting, they just are in awe of each other. And I am just so here for it. And I cannot wait to see what happens because I really think that these two can make it. Out of everybody, I think that these two got it. Side note, do you watch Married to Medicine or have you ever? If you did, the girl, what is her name? I think her name is Lauren or Kendra something. I'm pretty sure it's Lauren. I could be wrong, but we're going to call her Lauren. Lauren looks like Quad from Married to Medicine. I'm going to post that in the groups. You have to see it. She sounds like her. She acts like her, but not so much. I mean, Quad is very extra and very, I don't know, she annoys me sometimes, but, and Lauren doesn't yet, but she, I promise you, they have got to be related. I mean, it's nuts. I can't even look at Lauren without thinking of Quad. So anyway, watch that show. You will like it. And then let's chat about it. Sip of coffee. Now, the other thing that I'm watching, I told you guys I'm watching a lot of TV. Maybe that's why I can't put out a podcast regularly, because I am into all of these shows. So many shows I haven't even told you about yet. But The Circle, is anybody watching that? That is so good. I'm so here for it. And now my kid is watching it, and I just, and does that make me a good mom or a bad mom? Because I mean, she's gonna be 13 soon, and they talk about some inappropriate things, right? But hey, she wants to watch it. She knew what it was from these damn TikTok videos. Anyway, so, or maybe YouTube, I don't know, she does all of that social stuff. So she knew what it was, so better for her to watch it with me than not, right? Right? Okay, I think I just talked myself into it. It's okay. It's okay that I'm letting her watch The Circle. Okay, so let's talk about The Circle. The Circle is another social experiment where all of these people live in this apartment, but separate apartments. So they never see each other. They never, they talk to each other via the internet and personal chats and different things like that. But everything is filmed. They live in these cute little apartments, like not a studio because they have bedrooms, but like a little one bedroom. It almost looks like a little New York apartment. So small, enough space for just them. You know, they've got a stove, bathroom, refrigerator. It's an apartment, right? So they have to put up like a profile picture and it's their pictures, but they have the choice. They can either be them or they can be somebody else. And I think that the goal is to see who stays the longest. Who does everybody like? Because it's like a vote off type of thing. It's so good. I've only watched the first two or three episodes. And so I'm still trying to figure it all out. And quite honestly, I was kind of doing other things during some of the episodes, like, you know, cooking dinner, doing that mom thing. But the gist of it, I kind of gather, is that all of these people are in these rooms and they have this internet presence, and they have to vote people off based on what they know about them for social media. And they've already voted a girl off. Well, didn't even vote. So what happens is you vote for the people, and whoever has the highest amount of votes are called the influencers. The influencers get together. Obviously, they don't see each other, but they have like this little private thing where they talk to each other, and they decide who they're going to take out of the game together. So they already let somebody go, and they let her go because they thought she wasn't real, because she went in there, "I'm a model," da-da-da-da-da, and they thought that she was fake and, you know, just weren't feeling her as much, so they let her go. Kind of what was cool about that was when she was kicked off of the show, she was able to go into anybody's room and meet them. So she chose the number one influencer who got the right most amount of votes, and she went in and talked to her and told her how angry she was that she had to leave. But I mean, she wasn't like disrespectful, but she was just like, "Yeah, I'm mad. Like, I really am me." And the girl who like got her out was so surprised that she was real. So that was kind of cool. So I'm interested to see where this show goes. All right, guys, I think I've done enough talking for today. This was fun. I love being back in the groove of things. Thank you for hanging out with me this week. I hope that this next week is full of love, laughter, and light. Add me on social media at Say What She She, and join our Facebook group at the same name to keep up with me in between our time together. Do you have a question for me or want my take on things? You can DM me on social media or submit it anonymously at saywhatsheshe.com. Before we go, I do have a couple of shout outs to some friends of the show. My good friend Holly, she reached out to me this week and said, "Hey friend, where is an episode? What are you doing? You got a life or what?" So thank you for that push, Holly. It felt good. And what was so funny about that was I actually had plans to put out an episode this weekend anyway. So we are so in sync, friend Holly. I hope you have a wonderful week. My other shout out is to my other friend, Landon. Landon, thanks for being such a big supporter of this show. I hope you have the most amazing week. Please don't forget to leave a 5-star review. Also, leave me a little note telling me that you think I'm the greatest thing that ever happened to your podcast life. Just kidding. But please do leave a 5-star review. Write me a little something. That just kind of helps us little podcasters get more people to recognize us and see us. And then maybe one day I can quit my job and we can do this full time. Yeah. All right. I just want to tell you about a couple of podcasts that I am really into. I haven't really been doing this as much as I want to. However, I am still listening to my friend's reality TV podcast. She talks about Married at First Sight, 60 Days In, Love After Lockup, 90 Day Fiancé, just hilarious, hilarious. Also, I still love My Moms and Murder. It's two moms who talk about different murders that have happened over the years, recent and old, or I'll say in the past. Another one that I like is the Simp and Shine podcast. Listen to my friend Carrie. P.S. Carrie's going to come on this podcast again. We'll probably be doing a couple episodes here in the next week or two. Some other ones that I listen to. What's the name of that one? Equal Opposites is a good one. And they also do, it's John and Shell. They do Equal Opposites and also The Rundown. So if you're into Love and Hip Hop, listen to them. They are hilarious and real, and it just gives me life. I listen to them every week. Also, I love Amanda Loves to Hate Teen Mom. She's got an amazing voice. I would listen to her talk about dog poop all day. She probably would, because she loves animals. She's one of those people we talked about earlier. She is just, animals are her spirit animal. That was cute. So, listen to her. Amanda loves to hate Teen Mom. She talks about all things Teen Mom news. She recaps old shows. If the show is on presently, she recaps those shows. She's like this Broadway star singer person, and I am here for every word, excuse me, that comes out of her mouth. So, that is it. That is the show. Until we talk again, bye, friends.